In Britain, more than 70 MPs have called on the government to allow the extradition of Julian Assange to Sweden to face possible charges of rape. The MPs have signed a letter urging the Home Secretary to ensure the WikiLeaks founder faces justice in Sweden if prosecutors there do reopen a rape case against him. This is before any extradition to the United States. Sweden suspended its rape investigation against Julian Assange 2 years ago while he was under the protection of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Michael Patchett-Joyce is a barrister in international European law based in London. I spoke with him earlier.
Thank you very much.
The statute of limitations on the rape offence doesn't expire until 2020. Now Sweden's prosecution authority is formally reviewing the case. If Sweden Yes. renews its request for extradition, does Britain have to comply?
Well, one would then have a tug of war situation between the United States, which has already made an extradition request, and Sweden, which on your assumption hypothesis would subsequently or would now make such a request. You would have competing claims, and in the first instance, it would be up to the Secretary of State for Home Affairs, the Home Secretary, to decide between those two competing claims as to whether one should be deferred pending the disposal of the other.
Is there any hierarchy amongst extradition claims? For instance, the fact that Britain is still a member of the EU, is it obliged to act on Sweden's request above the American one?
There are considerations which the Home Secretary must take into account. Those considerations, the fact that we are still a member of the EU is neutral, but what the Home Secretary must take into account is the relative seriousness of the offences concerned, where the allegations were alleged to have been committed, and the date, both of the issue of the warrant and the date of the request for extradition being received.
We now have this letter from 70 parliamentarians urging the Home Secretary to stand with the victims of sexual violence and ensure the rape claim against the WikiLeaks founder could be, quote, properly investigated. In other words, they're asking for this to be given priority. Does that kind of call bear any weight, or is it up to the courts to decide completely? Who will make this decision?
Ultimately, you're absolutely right. It is a matter for the courts. In terms of who decides, there are really the two questions. One is the question of process, which one should be disposed of first, and that's the aspect I've already mentioned with regard to the Home Secretary. The second question is the question of substance. Should the claim, or the first claim to extradition, be granted? That is a question of the rule of law. It is a question of substance. It is one undoubtedly for the courts.
But in terms of the Home Secretary prioritising the extradition request, this letter from MPs is likely to have some impact, would you think?
Oh, I think it will certainly be taken into account. And I think that looking at it more widely, the MPs are drawing attention to the fact that as regards the Swedish aspect of the matter, the allegations are of extremely serious sexual misconduct. Now, those are offences, serious, grave offences against the person. The American charge, which at the moment supports the extradition application, is one of conspiracy to crack or hack a password in order to get access to confidential information on the Department of Defense. So that, in a sense, is really a crime against property. And I think what the MPs are drawing attention to is that crimes against the person, very serious crimes against the person, should be given all of the weight that such crimes or allegations of crimes should properly be accorded.
Julian Assange has always denied the rape allegations against him. Does he have any legal avenues if Britain decides to extradite him to either Sweden or to the US? Is there anything he can do to stop that?
He's likely to raise human rights arguments, a right to a fair trial under Article 6 of the European Convention on Human Rights. He may, for example, claim that any trial in the United States would be politicized. He could also argue that interference with respect for private life under Article 8 of the European Convention would not be proportionate. He can raise freedom of speech arguments. He could argue that extradition would be oppressive because there may be a serious risk that his physical or mental health could be jeopardised.
And given the Home Secretary has some discretion, at least in the prioritising of the extradition requests, could Australia have some capacity here to intervene and bring some influence to bear?
I think that it's unlikely that Australia would intervene in these circumstances, given that the matter is really between the United Kingdom, where Mr. Assange is presently in prison, Sweden, where he may be facing charges and certainly has been under investigation in relation to allegations, but they are in abeyance at the moment, and the United States, which has an outstanding extradition request which has been brought to the attention of the English authorities, the UK authorities.
Michael Patchett-Joyce, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Michael Patchett-Joyce is a barrister in international European law based in London. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 19 past 8.